This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, February 20th. God's word to you today is Divine Encounter. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 1, verses 17 to 18, and it says, "In that case, Eli said, 'Go in peace. May the Lord God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him.' 'Oh, thank you, sir,' she exclaimed. Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad." Please read 1 Samuel 1, verses 12 to 18. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." What makes it possible to move from "God must help me" to the point that you know that the help is here already? It takes a divine encounter. Eli might look ordinary. You can even say he's a backslidden prophet, if you will. But it took Eli, being God's representative, to say to Hannah, "If this is so, the God of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, grant you your request." Eli did not even ask Hannah what her prayer request was. Eli did not even ask, "What is the prayer point?" A lot of people come to me burdened. When I see their burdens, my immediate response is to pray for them. Sometimes some of them object. They want me to first hear their prayer points. How would you know what to pray for? Eli did not even ask Hannah what the burden or prayer point was. It did not matter. The God of heaven's armies that sees the heart of everyone knows your request. God knows your request, and Eli says that God will grant your request, and he walks away. I pray that you will find real help from God. God will give you beauty for ashes. It takes a divine encounter for transformation to happen. Matthew 9 verses 27 to 30 says, "After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him shouting, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, 'Do you believe I can make you see?' 'Yes, Lord,' they told him, 'we do.' Then he touched their eyes and said, 'Because of your faith, it will happen.' Then their eyes were opened and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, 'Don't tell anybody about this.'" Pay attention, because I'm drawing a correlation here. As we press in, God will stretch forth his hand and touch us in Jesus' name. Luke 5 verses 12 to 13 says, "In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. 'Lord,' he said, 'if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean.' Jesus reached out and touched him. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be healed.' And instantly the leprosy disappeared." Notice that Jesus touched this man before he healed the man. This man was with an advanced case of leprosy, but Jesus did not first send the word to heal him before touching him. Jesus touched him in his condition, and then the healing came. The touch from Jesus brings a glorious transformation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will receive the touch of Jesus. Jesus will stretch forth his hands. He will touch you, and your life will never remain the same again. I want you to keep your focus on God and God alone. God can and he will help you. The question for some of us is not, "Can God help me?" The question is, "Can you repent?" If God is your help, then I want you to lift up your voice and say to God, "Father, help me. You alone are my help." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. arms, touch me with your hand. Jesus, oh Lord, don't let me go the same way I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.